When challenges rear their heads in life, the quick emotional response is to imagine us being alone and forced to have to deal with what's facing us solo. The truth is that there are places and people to reach out to who will stand beside you and help you through those challenges. That's what the program Our First Guest this week is here to talk about, what that does. It's called Helping Hands, and here with the details from Christ Church in Newton is Father Robert Griner. Good morning, Father.
Good morning.
ChristChurchNewton.org is the church's website. We're going to learn more about the Helping Hands program. And as the obvious starting point, Father, give us a little overview of exactly what is the mission statement of Helping Hands.
Well, it all started in 2012 when I began to wonder if there might be seniors out in the community who were struggling to stay in their homes and who might be kind of overwhelmed by maintaining their houses or keeping up with the yard work or cleaning and the general upkeep of their homes. And so I went to the Department of Senior Services, and I asked them if there might be such folks within the county. And the very kind social worker pointed to a file cabinet and said, "I have a whole cabinet full of them."
Wow!
And that's how the ministry began.
You know, you're describing that. I'm thinking the old axiom, you can't judge a book by its cover. How often do we drive by a home that, you know, has a poorly kept yard, duct tape on a front window, and we think, well, those people just can't maintain a home. And we look at that disparagingly, where we don't know the truth, the entire story of why that appearance is as it is.
Exactly. And it can become so discouraging for someone as the challenges mount and the disrepair, they become worse. And this particular outreach ministry of our church has been met with a great joy and glee on the part of the people that we have helped.
And I really wanted to have you on here to talk about Helping Hands, too, because a lot of people, when they get in that position, it's humiliating, embarrassing, they're discouraged, and they don't want to reach out.
Exactly. And it helps with the kind of cover of the church and also working through the Department of Senior Services, because they have a existing relationship with folks that are in need and struggling. And so we've gotten all of our referrals through them. We also have a big youth component of young people of high school, college age, who have assisted. And this has really kind of helped us to open up some of the homes where we've kind of positioned and pitched it to seniors, saying, "We've got these kids. They need to do some help within the community. Will you let us come by and help you?" And for the sake of helping kids, that's made them more open and less reluctant to receive help from others.
And some of the work is household maintenance, yard work, some construction projects, other needs. Could be simple needs, too. For example, I can imagine, Father, that if we get one of those 12, 15-inch snowstorms, someone in their 70s, 80s, even 60s with less than good health, certainly wouldn't be advisable to go out there and shovel even a small walkway with 12 inches of snow. That's something that Helping Hands could probably be a party to.
We have done our share of shoveling snow, and we've rented a number of dumpsters for cleanouts of people that have just become overwhelmed by the collecting of items in their homes. We also have replaced a sidewalk for a handicapped woman who could barely make it down the sidewalk that was really in bad shape. And I've had a great reception on the contractors of Sussex County who have donated their times. And we, you know, as a parish, will spend the money to buy the material. But we've got a good core of contractors that have put in drop ceilings and have contributed plumbing efforts as well. And that's been really kind of gratifying and exciting to see, to get other people outside of our parish excited and participating in this ministry.
Talking with Father Robert Griner from Christ Church Newton, ChristChurchNewton.org, about their Helping Hands program, which you can learn more about at their website. And we have a link at our site as well. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, as you mentioned, Father, there is people that come out and do the work. And so people power and volunteers are a necessary part of making sure Helping Hands work. What are some of the volunteer opportunities? How does someone get involved with all this?
Best thing to do would be to contact us, because we have regularly scheduled missions where we go out and help on a particular project, but we have ones that come up ad hoc as well. So if they were to email us in terms of volunteering hours, or they have a particular skill that might be helpful for some of the seniors in the county, then if they could contact us at Christ Church, that would be great. And if there are any seniors listening who need our services, we're really trying to channel everything through the Department of Senior Services of Sussex County.
And their phone number is 973-579-0555, again, it's 973-579-0555, and you can be deemed eligible for Helping Hands through that method. I like the idea of this program, too, Father, because a lot of people say, or they see something, hear about something, you know, I'd love to help, I wish I could make a difference, I just don't have the time. And theoretically, Helping Hands allows someone to be available on an as-needed basis. It's not a solid weekly, hourly commitment or something like that.
That's right. Often our volunteers will come in and do a one-shot helping experience of 1 or 2 hours on a Saturday. And, you know, probably the most significant aspect of it for me as a spiritual leader of a faith community is to see the response, the gratitude, the reigniting of hope on the faces of the people that we've helped. It really is just, there's nothing quite like it. There's no value that can be attached to such a experience. And the expressions of gratitude from the service recipients is just so moving.
Can you think of one outstanding story along those lines of a person who just, when you saw them, when you entered the situation, and they were, maybe for lack of a better word, despondent, and just how Helping Hands and how just seeing other people care about them made a difference?
Well, there's often a kind of a pattern that I've observed. We've done, I think, 7 of these projects so far, but where the senior is understandably a little bit hesitant to receive the services, they don't know exactly what's going on and why we're doing this. And then, as the British say, the penny drops. They get the idea, they understand it, and there's that moment when they realize that we are solely there to help them, and that we want nothing in return. And, you know, it's this sort of dawning where they say, oh, wait a second, you know, you're not trying to convert me or to, you don't have any other motive but helping. And, you know, that's when the shine begins in the face. And, you know, it's really quite lovely.
Yes, there's no invoice at the end that's involved with this process.
That's right, exactly. That's right.
Wrapping up, we're dying with Father Robert Greiner from Christ Church Newton. Helping Hands is one of their many programs and a way that you can help your community as well. ChristChurchNewton.org. You can find out more, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. We mentioned people power through individuals, but you alluded to as well, there are companies, contractors, suppliers of materials. They could also become a part of Helping Hands.
Absolutely, yeah. We've had a good response from that particular sector, and we've gotten discount rates on things like dumpsters when people understand exactly what we're trying to offer here.
And not to sound sexist, but I know us guys like to profess to be kings of the DIY projects. And if you want to sharpen your teeth or show off your talents or feed your ego, even, I don't know, that's probably one of the main sins. But nevertheless, if you do it for a positive cause, why not? With part of Helping Hands, and it just seems like, Father, that again we see so often. We used to turn to large governmental agencies and the waiting times and the fallibilities of those. And this is really a simple concept with people who have the abilities within them, or I always say they have the tools in the toolbox. Here's a chance to take them all out, literally and figuratively.
That's right. Yeah, we like to think of ourselves as moving fast and light so that we can respond quickly to folks in need.
Now, I'm thinking, too, is this just construction, or is it a matter of someone is versed with automobile mechanics, for example? If someone has a problem, if a senior has a problem with their means of transportation and something minor, is that something that would come under the Helping Hands umbrella?
We haven't quite gotten into that area yet, Chris, but one of the things that we've added at our last project was that we have brought, you spoke of your sexism or potential, but we've brought some women around to sit with the residents and to hear about their lives. And because often they don't just suffer from a dilapidated living situation, but of loneliness as well. And just to have somebody hear them and listen to their lives and understand the mystery of what it means to be a struggling human being.
And certainly, you know, someone from a previous generation has a lot of life stories where even them themselves don't feel there's any value to it. It's just their life, period, end of sentence. But there are life lessons in those life stories that they're very worthy of being shared.
Oh, there are, very much indeed. If you would allow me, I could tell a story of our first particular service project.
Sure.
The son of the woman that we were assisting lived in North Carolina, and he made the trip all the way up. He drove up like 10 hours to kind of help us, help his mother. And he became quite emotional as he described his growing up in the house that we were working on and how he would go down the street and he would shovel snow as a boy. This is a guy probably in his late 40s now. But as a boy, he would shovel out the neighbors, the senior neighborhoods, the seniors in his neighborhood. And his mother would never allow him to take any money for it. She would say, no, 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 you cannot receive, because the folks that he tried to help as a boy were offering him money, and she would forbid him to receive any of it. And he said, Mom, why can't I? And she said, one day when I'm old, there will be people that will come and help me. And he turned and looked at me and said, you're here.
Wow. Like I said, life lessons.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
It is indeed. And so is this opportunity for you to, what you see, what you wish, and what can be, can actually be a continuous flow. And too often we put a little blockade at one point or another, but this is one thing where sight and care, concern, compassion can turn into helping someone in need with what you already have as far as an ability and whatever amount of time that you should, that you happen to have available as well. It's called the Helping Hands Program at Christ Church Newton. Learn more about it at ChristChurchNewton.org to become one of the team members of Helping Hands. And if you're a senior listening, to become an eligible recipient of everything that Helping Hands offers. You want to call the County Division of Senior Services in Sussex County. Their phone number is 973-579-0555. Again, that's 973-579-0555. Once again, ChristChurchNewton.org. More information about the program overall. And from Christ Church Newton and their Helping Hands program, we've been joined this morning by Father Robert Greiner. Father, thanks so much for how you help us, remind us of our service to each other in addition to our service to our Lord. And thanks for being here this morning.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me, and God bless you at this time of year.